Blog Talk Radio.
Our praise and our gifts remain to us. Hello, everyone, and good evening. This is the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast with our host, Dr. Bernard Johnson. This is a very special feature that's being presented on NPA today, culminating a very special feature where today is the Omega of the 100 days. Spectacular of fasting. And we'd like to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and to all of you precious, precious people. I'll tell you, y'all amaze me. I am so amazed that, I mean, just amazed. Y'all are worth it all, I tell you. I think Jesus must have felt that way about some of his disciples, I'm sure. Like Judas, I don't know what he thought about him, but he was amazed at the...
How you get to your...
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and
yes, thank you, John.
Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank God for y'all.
Hallelujah.
This is our 100th day.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Let's go into praise right now. This is our 100th day of the fast. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you.
My.
Yes, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I want to just talk to y'all just for a moment. We're going to break our fast a little while here. But I want to, since I started out by telling you all, excuse me, in Matthew, the 17th chapter. If anybody got your Bibles, go there with me as I go through this just a little bit. To the 17th chapter, Matthew, and go to I'm going to start before that, but I'm going to end up in the 21st verse, if y'all can hear me, the 21st verse. Amen. In the 17th chapter of Matthew, and starting around verse maybe 10, I'll give it just a moment.
Now I'm coughing the phone.
Amen. Somebody's coughing in the phone. All right, they'll be okay in just a minute.
That's why.
But I want you, don't let anything distract you right now. I want you to go to that 17th chapter of Matthew. And go to around, I think it's, let me see. Jesus said to them, and let no disciples understood and speak. Okay. Go to, uh, verse 15, I think, Matthew 17 and 14. 17 and 14. Go down there, if you would. All right. 17 and 14. And let me read it for you. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man. A certain man. Now, notice that it says, well, I'll explain it in a little while. Just let me just read it for you. There came to him a certain man. I'm going to go up here just a little ways here. Kneeling down to him and saying, now this is Matthew 17, verse 14. So a certain man came to him kneeling down and saying, all right, let's skip 15. All right. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. So, all right, and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and off into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Right. Hold on, somebody's having a little problem here.
To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or press...
All right. Here we go. And they and we brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. All right. And then it says in verse 19, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, that's verse 20. Hold on just a second. I got to clear the line.
This service is provided by free conferencing.
All right. Now, when y'all get your line straight, we'll have it unmuted. All right. But now look here in verse 21. Howbeit this kind goeth out by prayer and by fasting. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. This kind goeth out by prayer and by fasting.
Yeah.
My God. Let me go back up here and start again, kind of interpret this a little bit for us, okay? And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, and saying,
to start conference recording, this conference is being recorded.
If we go back up a little bit here, Jesus is with his disciples, and they were up in the mountains, and they came down, and the multitude followed him. Yeah. And out of the multitude came a certain man. Now, watch that. Certain man means, when we deal with that, that means it can be you. In other words, you can put yourself there, and he'll do the same thing for you. Because the man's name is not important. Because if it were, Jesus would have spoken, or God who wrote the Bible would have spoken to his disciples who wrote it through him. And the name would have been there. There's no name. It just said a certain man. So it could have been ambassador this or ambassador elect that, or sister so and so. But there's no name there. So I'm putting the name Bernard. Bernard, you can put your name there. put your name there right now.
Yeah.
You came to who? Jesus. You came to him, and you were humbled because you knelt down.
Yeah.
In front of Jesus. You weren't even standing. You realized who he was or who he is now. And you stood because you knew that all power was right before you.
Yeah.
Power to heal, power to save, power to condemn, power to lift up. Yeah, all power was standing. So you knew better. You had common sense. You knew better than to come to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and stand up like you were saying, I'm on your level. No, you knelt down on your knees, and your kneeling, you didn't know it at the time, but your kneeling said something to him. Your kneeling said the word to him. What was it? Pride go before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. But he that humbles himself shall be exalted. But he that exalts himself shall be abased. So you knelt down knowing, well, the word was activated on you. He that humble himself shall be exalted. So you're getting ready to be exalted because the word cannot be a lie. So you came to Jesus and you knelt down. You did the right thing. And you said unto him, in other words, when I said you're getting ready to be exalted, you're getting ready to get a miracle. And you said unto him, Lord, have mercy on my son. Now, you're doing the right thing because I've been reading to y'all Job. Job was blessed of God when he prayed for his friends. Now, this man, in other words, he prayed for somebody else. This man comes to him and says, have mercy on not me, but my son. I need you to look on my son, Lord, for they're calling him a lunatic. In fact, I know he's a lunatic because it says he is a lunatic. And he's vexed over and over again. In the midnight hour, in the morning, over and over, he's vexed. For oftentimes, he falls into the fire. Now, you know anybody who's going to throw themselves into the fire, they're going to call him a lunatic. They're going to call him crazy. And the folks around him, Lord, are calling him crazy. And I guess he is, Lord, because the man said, his father said he is a lunatic. He's throwing himself into the fire. And then after he throws himself into the fire, he gets into the water. Uh-huh. So he's crazy. And in other words, whatever you do for him before you do it, I know I got to have a crazy blessing. I got to have a crazy blessing. So verse 16 says, I was looking for a crazy blessing, and I brought him to your disciples. And your disciples, Lord, could not cast this demon out of him. I was looking for a crazy blessing, and I'm going to show you something here. I was looking for a crazy blessing. I brought him to Renata Jones. I brought him to Pauline Hendricks and to Willie Johnson and to Bernard Johnson and Joyce Long and Betty Johnson. I brought him to Wazin Cobb. I brought him to all of y'all.
Thank
I brought
you.
Him to your disciples and
Thank
said, cast him out. But they could not cure him. They could not cast the demon out. He's still called crazy, Lord. I took him to your disciples, and he needed a crazy blessing. He needed a blessing like we've never seen in 2016.
Yes.
And they could not cast him out. In verse 17, now I'm in Matthew 17 and 17 now. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless. Now there's the key word right there. Jesus said it. It's in red writing, O faithless and perverse generation. Perverse, you're going against the things that you've seen me do and seen me. You haven't done it right. You haven't learned the right way. How long shall I be with you? I mean, in other words, Jesus did a sigh. Lord, They've been with me all this time, and they haven't seen the faith that I'm exercising in you, Father. They're going contrary, perverse, to really how they ought to go. They don't have the faith in the first place. How long do I have to be with these folk? When are they going to ever learn? That's what. And how long shall I suffer you? In other words, how long do I have to suffer with y'all? I mean, when are y'all going to stop crawling? That's what he's saying to his disciples. Come on, come on. Now, then he said, bring him hither to me. Bring him to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. So healing rebuked the devil out of that boy, because Jesus himself was healing. And he cast the demon out, and the child was healed that very hour. Then verse 19 says, then came all of the precious people. Then came Sister Aretha in Chicago. Then came Sister Scott, Priscilla Scott. Then came so many other people. Disciples came to him. Then came Ambassador-elect Cullen. Then came Thelma Rush and all you ambassadors-elect. Then came all of us. We came to him. Then came Bernard Johnson to Jesus. What did I say to him? I said, Lord, 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 I just don't understand. I don't understand. Why could we not cast the devil out? We needed, the boy needed a fantastic miracle. He needed a great miracle, a crazy miracle, because they were calling him crazy. So he needed a crazy miracle. And why couldn't we perform this crazy miracle? And Jesus said unto Bernard, because you don't have enough faith. You couldn't do it because of your unbelief. See, if you go to Matthew 17 and 20, when I'm getting ready to read, you'll find out what he's talking about. Why could we couldn't do it because of our unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, then he gives this, oh my God, you all need a miracle. You all need a crazy blessing. You need a remarkable blessing. He said, you don't receive the blessings that you really want to receive because you hadn't gone far enough. You got to get these blessings by going far enough. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Are you seeing why I push y'all a little farther? I push you a little further. Because these kind goeth out by prayer and fasting. And we started out with no days of fasting there, and we said we're going to go 40. And I'm sure the enemy said, oh, they'll never go 40 days. Oh, no, no, no. But we made it to 40, and I said, let's go another 40. Amen. And the enemy said, oh, no, I know they're not going to make it another 40. That's 80 days. And we made it to 80, and I said, let's go another 20. Because in that text, in Matthew 17 and 14 through 21, here's a man who needed an unusual blessing, a crazy blessing. And crazy blessings require crazy praise. So he needed something crazy. And in order for him to get it, you know, he went to Jesus. The disciples were there first, but they couldn't perform the miracle because they hadn't gone far enough. Amen. They didn't have enough faith. Amen. So we push you a little further and said, let's go 20 more days. And let's believe in the Lord. Amen. Faith, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, speak to the mountain, it shall be removed. How you do that? You're going to remove a mountain. I told y'all many times, here's a church if you're a pastor or if you're a member of your church and y'all want to build another church and the land you need is over there downtown in whatever city you live in, and you speak to it, it says there because of your unbelief. Verily, if you say, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain. You got to speak to the mountain. Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed. So these people want to build that church downtown, whatever your city is. And they go over there and speak to the mountain. They want to renovate their church where it is now. They speak to it. And they have faith to believe it. Amen. Because many of you need things right now. And you speak to it and have faith to believe it. The Bible cannot be a lie. It says, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and you speak or you say unto this, you got to speak to it, say unto this mountain, remove hence. You got cancer and you say, cancer, remove hence to yonder place. Get out of my body. You don't have any authority there. The Bible says if you have the faith to believe God, there's a grain of a mustard seed, it shall remove. Here's a, going back to the situation I was projecting a while ago. Here the people want to build that church downtown, and there's a mountain there. Yeah. And they go up there and they speak to it. Remove hence. We need this mountain, this place to build that church. Remove hence. And you doubt not. Amen. But believe God. Amen. How do you get it moved? Well, what has God been using ever since we've been here on the earth? He's been using people. Amen. He's been using people. Even before I get to where I'm going on this scenario, let me take you to the Democratic and Republican election thing. Yeah, one of these people, we got to pray that God moves and gives us the person he wants, because God uses people. We got crime. If we're going to fight crime, then we pray and ask God to give us the right president who goes against crime, and they pass laws, and those laws come into our society, and they know that if you do this or that, you'll be punished for doing that law. And then we got policemen who enforce that. And then if they can't enforce it, then they bring the militia. It's all kind of things that they use to enforce those laws. God uses people. So these people want that land where the mountain is, and they speak to it and say, move mountain, we need it for our church. And all of a sudden, two or three days later, the mayor wants to say, listen, we need to expand downtown. And he moves and has that committee meeting and brings the commissioners and whoever into play. And they said, he tells them, listen, we got to have that land for our city to expand it. And they vote. And all of a sudden, a few days later, here are bulldozers everywhere moving that mountain out of the way. And when they get through moving that mountain out of the way, there's a little land that you spoke about on the other side of the mountain. And they had to move that too. And so now the land's available because God moved through the people. Let me tell you something. You a person. You got the authority to say it and speak to that mountain. You've been on a 100-day fast, or if you didn't make it all 100 days, you at least made part of the fast. And these kind go out by prayer and by fasting. Let me tell you something. You got more power in you right now than you realize. You can speak to this mountain in your life. And let me tell you, I believe beyond the shadow of a doubt that it shall be done unto you. Here in Matthew, the same book, but around the 21st chapter and the 21st verse, and answered, Jesus said, and verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree. Because Jesus cursed the fig tree and it died away. And the disciples noticed it. He said, you not shall only do these things to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. If you have the faith and doubt not. Everything that every one of you precious people want, you can have it. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I want to ask you in your spirit to speak to it. Heavenly Father, I pray for every person who is a part of First Fruits, and especially these persons who've taken time to be with us today as we break the fast, this 100-day fast. We're not trying to gloat in it. We're not trying to brag about it. But God, we just tried to have some type of choreography and some type of putting this together. We want to put it together in the name of Jesus. We pray for Dr. Betty Johnson.
Yes.
Amen. We pray for Dr. Ambassador Wazin Cobbs. We pray for Carolyn from Georgia.
Yes.
And we pray for Joyce Long and for Sister Peterson and Renata Jones and Pauline Hendricks and Willie Johnson and Priscilla Scott and Aretha Scott. We pray for all these persons, God, who have joined us today. We also pray in the name of Jesus for Thelma Rush and Sister Cullen and Sister LaTanya Williams and Roshanda Toombs. Amen. We pray for all of our ambassadors and ambassadors-elect. We pray for every person who has stopped to have this time, Lord, in the name of Jesus as we come together. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for them. God, I want to ask some crazy things for every one of these people.
Yes,
Lord. I want to ask you that in the next year, no more than 2 years, I want to ask you some crazy stuff. I want to ask you to give every one of these people on the prayer line today a new car.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I want to ask you for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
You told me I could ask you for anything.
Yes.
I'm just going crazy here. I want to ask you that every one of these people, as we give the anointing time to work, I want to ask you that if any one of these people have an affliction in their body, I want to ask you to let them be completely healed in the name of Jesus. I want to ask you, Lord, if any one of these persons on this line have asked you for a new home, I want to ask you to grant that new home unto them in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, any person on this line at this present time who has a son or daughter who's unsaved or a grandson or granddaughter who's unsaved, I want to ask you to save them.
Yes. Yes, God.
Oh, God, help me. Help me. I'm just going to ask you some crazy things. Lord, I'm asking you that every one of these persons, I'm asking them, Lord, first of all, if they don't have a savings account, I'm asking you to let them start by faith. Go get a savings account because God's going to put money in your savings account.
Amen.
I'm asking you, Lord, that in 1 year from now, that every one of these persons on this line, every one of them have money in a savings account that is a blessing to every one of them in the name of Jesus. I don't want to tell you how much because some of them will have thousands of dollars in it this time. I'm asking you, Lord, to rain on them and bless them and let them have money in their savings account in no less than 1 year's time, a great blessing in their savings account in the name of Jesus. I want to ask you, Lord, every person on this line who's been a part, any part of this 100-day fast, oh, my God. Thank you, thank you. I'm going to ask you that in not more than 1 year, and surely not more than two, I'm asking you to let every one of these persons report that they are debt-free.
Ooh,
in Jesus'
thank you.
Name, debt-free. And God, I stand on this, that you did something that was called kind of crazy for this lunatic man. And God, that was a crazy blessing. I'm asking you, since we have gone 100 days of fasting, and some who have joined in with us, but they've been apart, I'm asking you to do some crazy things for them.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. And, God, anything else you want to bring to my mind, I'm willing to utter it out if you bring anything else to my mind.
Yeah.
I want to just deal personally with these problems that have been plaguing many of their bodies, God.
Yes.
I'm asking you.
Say the Lord.
If anybody's been dealing with heart trouble,
that
you heal
right
it.
Now.
Anybody been dealing with back trouble?
Yes.
Any
yes.
part of the back, lower back trouble, upper back, wherever, that you heal it. Anybody been dealing with head trouble, headaches, or any type of head trouble, that you heal it. And even in the neck, Lord, anybody dealing with neck problems, that you heal it. I'm asking you, Lord, that every organ in the body, the kidney, the liver, all in every organ of the body, that you heal it. Oh, God, every organ. Touch. Thank you. It came to my mind. I'm going to utter it to you because you can do all things. Oh, God. Anybody dealing with diabetes, heal it, Lord, I pray. And anybody who's dealing with that, what is that called where you have diabetes and you have to go on that machine? Dialysis. Lord, I'm asking you to heal anybody who's on dialysis.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to heal anybody who's having trouble in their arm. Anybody who's having trouble in their lungs, asthma, COPD or emphysema or whatever it may be. I'm asking you to heal that. God, I'm asking you to heal any problems in the joints.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus. Any problems in the legs, in the feet. Oh, God, any part of the lower extremities of their body that you would heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Anybody dealing with the problem in their bowel or any part of their stomach or any ulcers, anything like that, Lord, I'm asking you to heal it. Oh, my God. Didn't even plan to ask these things. But, God, you're putting them on my heart in the name of Jesus. I'm just asking you, Lord, to heal, heal. Any type of trouble in the home, heal it, Lord.
Heal,
in the name of Jesus. Any arguments, heal, God. Any confusion, heal, God. Any police trouble they've been dealing with, heal that, Lord. All kinds of problems like their finances, heal their finances. Look at their finances. Set them free. I've been asking you this for a long time, but it's coming to pass. I feel it coming to pass pretty soon, too. And I'm asking you, Lord, that anybody who has any type of money's held up, Lord.
Touch right now.
I ask you, let the blood of Jesus get under whatever hand or any red tape that's holding it back. Get under the red tape. God, and release it.
The blood.
Oh, God, thank you for it in the name
right
of Jesus.
Release their pension checks.
Release their financial chunks.
Right now,
upon them, Lord. Release their disability checks. Release their governmental checks. Release their IRS checks. Release their support checks for the church. And release their tithes and offerings that they're able to give to the church. And God, any IRS debt, release it. And God, cancel it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you for this in Jesus' mighty name. I'm asking you, Lord, than anybody who has high blood, bring it down. Low blood, bring it up. Blood clots. God, touch those blood clots and let them disappear. Blood problems, thinning of the blood. Lord, regulate the blood. Any type of disease in the blood, heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give blood purification. Oh, God. Anybody who has the issue of blood, heal. Any AIDS, heal. Any cancer, heal, God. Prostate cancer, cervical cancer, colon cancer, bone cancer, pancreatic cancer, cancer in the intestines, anywhere it is. Has no business being there. decree that the fast is upon these things. In the name of Jesus, breast cancer, throat cancer, brain cancer, leukemia, sickle cell, lupus, any of these things, God heal. Gangrene, gout, lipidemia, carpal tunnel, whatever that problem is, I'm asking you to put this 100-day fast on that problem. For the glands, very close things, all blockage in the legs, all blockage, the blood not forming anywhere. Heal! In the name of Jesus. Touch. Bless him, God. And bless him in the city and bless him in the field. Bless him going out. Bless him coming in.
Yeah.
Feel your presence.
Help
them to know that they're more than a conqueror. They've got more power than they realize. And through Jesus, they have the victory already. And it's not over, God. Let them know. In the name of Jesus, that everything is going to be all right. And they're coming out of that thing with their hands up praising you because they're a winner, God. And they have the power in their hands. The prosperity is in their hands and in their lives. Let them know that they are successful, that they will prosper, that they are blessed, 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 blessed. That they're going up, 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 up. They are prosperous. They are triumphant. They are overcomers. They can conquer whatever the enemy is trying to do in their lives. The victory is in their hands. They will stand. They're not going to quit. They will last. They will continue. They can't quit because the battle ain't even theirs in the first place. The battle is the Lord's. It's the Lord's. They are the head and not the tail. And God's enlarging their territory. He's taking them to new heights and to new depths. And he's taking them to new dimensions and to new realms and to new places. And he's giving them new opportunities and taking them to new horizons and giving them a new future and new goals. And new doors are opening and new ways are being made for them. And new jobs, if they want one, is opening up for them. And new promotions on that job. New blessings. And God, thank you, because they got a bright future. And they're not down, they're up, God, in the name of Jesus. And they got their health back. Better than it's ever been before. I'm speaking this upon these precious people. Thank you, Lord, because they got their joy back like never before. They're rejoicing as never before. They're able to give like they've never been able to give in their life because you bestowed the championship on them. They're able to travel like they've never been able to travel. They're able to travel now instead of being broke. Thank God. You put money in them bank accounts. And thank you, God, for stopping everything that the enemy is trying to do and canceling out every assignment of the devil. Confusion is canceled out. Their son will be saved. Their daughter will be saved. Their husband will be saved. Their niece will be saved. Their nephew will be saved. Their grandson will be saved. Their granddaughter will be saved. You're bringing peace to their family. Yeah, the devil's trying to bring confusion, but peace, I speak it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for no stickiness. The enemy cannot live there. He cannot stick there. Get out. The better Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for trouble free. Thank you, Lord, for confusion free. Get out, confusion. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Police trouble, go somewhere else. Don't knock on their doors. The blood of Jesus is on the door post. In the name of Jesus. All thieves, you got to go to another house because the blood of Jesus is on the door post. The blood on the window. Whatever you need in your spirit, ask God for it now. even as I'm praying, just ask God for it now. He hears your faintest cry. He's going to answer. Ask God for it now. Thank you. Lord, I want some people to see this thing. I see God granting blessings. I see God granting miracles. I see God moving for you right now in a special way. It's kind of like a domino effect. I'm feeling it. Yes, my God, and every one of you, I'm asking this prayer in the name of Jesus, and I prayed here today. I hope some of y'all remember some of these things, because you surely will see them happen in your life, because I'm asking it in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, you said if I'd ask anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified. All these illnesses, I curse them at the root. All of these afflictions, I curse them at the root. And all the blessings, Lord, we ask you to send them from heaven down for your precious people. And anybody who wants to receive it like me, I receive it, Lord.
I receive it, Lord.
I want to put one more thing in there. God just reminded me I got to put it in there. Lord, as you're making millionaires all around America in this day and time and taking the funds from Satan's people and making new Lord, people who are of you, new people who are overseers over your money. Lord, let these people become overseers. Those who have the faith to believe it, I believe it. Lord, let us become millionaires. Oh, that's crazy. But I receive it. I receive it in the name of Jesus. This 100-day fast will be placed on that request and every request that we've asked you today. And bless these people as never before. And anybody who wants to receive it, just say, Lord, let it be me. I receive it.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I receive it. I just want y'all to know it's going to be all right, and we're going to do the Holy Ghost rehab, and then we're going to get some soup.
Thank you.
It's going to be all right. Everything I have got for you, it's going to be all right.
You are delivered. You are set free. You got your hands on your life. Your son is going to be saved. Your daughter's going to be saved. Your grandchildren's going to be saved. God's going to bless you. Money in your bank account. I believe it. God's going to bless you with a new car. I believe God's going to bless you with a new home. I believe God's going to bless you for you. He's going to make a way. The devil is a lie. God's going to bring you out.